Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, August 21st, 2023. And, well, excuse me, just for quick starters, last week I didn't cancel the show, but Blog Talk Radio was having technical difficulties. There's something to do with their telecom system, their direct connect, and you're supposed to call in, and you couldn't call in either, and multiple shows were being impacted, and it went over several days. So anyway, apologize that we didn't have a show last week, but I was here. I was here and trying to post things to let other people know what was sort of going on, but so sorry for that happening. And then, so before we go any further, let's go ahead and say the pledge and get things underway. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, when you think Biden, last release of the pledge, did he ever mean any of it, these others? We've definitely got evil from within, and that's why I say I love my country. It's my government I am very, very afraid of. It's getting worse and worse. It truly is. So one of the first things, we got all sorts of stuff. I got a bunch of talking points, but we want to focus in on some Florida update kind of stuff, but I got to put a few things out there first. We really, really have to face the truth of who the enemy is. We have to just accept the fact that the enemy's from within. We have enemies and traitors running this country. Not everybody involved, not everybody in government, not everybody elected to public office is an enemy, and I'm not suggesting that by any means, but we have an awful lot of them there. And the evidence is all around us. We trusted them, and then, of course, ignorance, dumbing down of Americans, and my favorite line from Jefferson, if you expect a nation to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and will never be. And Americans, as a rule, have become extremely ignorant of what government and what their country is, and we're paying a big price for it. The question is, can we save it? So, it's just a sad state of affairs, but we really have to understand who the enemy is. And the other thing, I'm going to make sure I get this out there. I don't know about the rest of you, but I have absolutely no intention of watching the GOP debate on Fox News. I wasn't going to watch it anyway, whether Trump was there or not. I think we need to send a loud message to Fox. It's like, you know what, if you're going to play these kind of games, leave us out of it. And we're just going to reject you. We're going to boycott you because we don't need that kind of garbage. And we were talking about it on the show probably 2-3 weeks ago, saying we hope Trump didn't go on the debate. We didn't see any benefit for him to be part of that debate. And we were suggesting he really needs to go have his own separate show someplace where he answers. He can be responding to the debate questions on his own and kind of stuff, whatever. Do something like that. And so something similar is going to happen. Trump is being interviewed by Tucker Carlson, which I think is such a dig for both of them, to talk about a dig to Fox News, because I think most of us know who are they going to be watching. How many people are going to watch Tucker and Trump versus Fox News? Some will try to watch both or go back and forth between them. But anyway, so I think that's pretty interesting. But I've heard different things about this Trump, whether it's going to be a pre-recorded interview that they play on Twitter at the same time. Then I also heard something about live. He was going to be live in Hawaii and Maui to show what was really happening and how poor the leadership has been and the response has been. I mean, I've heard different things, so I don't really know how the Trump-Tucker interview thing is going to go. But I will definitely focus on that, not on watching Fox News. So, and I have a feeling everybody listening here right now isn't going to listen to Fox, isn't going to watch Fox News either. Of course, the day after, you'll get to hear plenty of clips and whatever else, so it's not like you're going to miss anything. But I definitely don't want to give them the ratings. Let's see who has the higher ratings. I think that would be interesting. Let's see. Then the other thing is, I was hearing again today, and I remember some of us were protesting when they were opening this battery factory up in Michigan, what they were doing, taxpayer dollars doing, and there was a dispute about it being a Chinese corporation or whatever else. When I guess today, once again, it's we are giving our land, our country away to the Chinese Communist Party. This is what we're doing. And this is another example of it. So it came out today that, yes, in fact, it's a Chinese corporation, even though they lied about it multiple times. So China continues to take over our homeland, and the elected at different levels are all part of it. And once again, the enemies from within. We have to understand how many enemies are amongst us, and we've allowed it to happen. There's a lot of people that are really waking up. I think there's an Alex Jones has a book coming out, The Great Awakening or something. People are waking up, but we better wake up really fast. And you better see what's going on around us. It's just absolutely unbelievable. The in case you haven't heard, COVID plandemic take two. You know, they're talking about, oh, there's been this big increase of hospitalizations because of COVID and this other variant out there. I've heard two different variants, whatever else. And now you know, but they're planning on having a new approved booster out there and this and that. It's like, and the sad part is if we ever really have a real problem, health problem, no one's going to believe anything they say anyway. But, you know, they're trying, once again, I'm saying, okay, they're doing this all in time for the next election. They're going to try to have a mail-in ballot frenzy, whatever else. Just another way to railroad the election again. But so beware of COVID pandemic. Take two. Here we go again. I mean, there's some even talking about the lockdowns again. It's like, I sure hope that Americans aren't going to do this. Of course, I do see people riding around by themselves in their car with a mask on. I've been in some stores, and I mean, you see some people here and there, and it's like, oh, and I just pray for their souls because somehow they have been so brainwashed and misled. Either that or they're one of the enemies from within, but I think most of them are just, I don't know, brain dead, something, I don't know. The other thing, too, is with DeSantis, which we're going to talk about DeSantis here in a few minutes, of what he's been doing. But if you're a Trump supporter, you're a listless vessel. You're just following him and doing whatever he says. I mean, it was I saw part of this one. It's like it was really pretty insulting to say if anybody would follow Trump, then you must not know what you're doing. Like somehow, you know, we should trust him for everything after the games he's played. So anyway, and Trump did call out for him to apologize. And then there was a video I saw of a young black lady. She was, if I can find it, I'll post it out there someplace, send it out in the next email or something, newsletter, because it was just perfect what she said, how she was addressing this to DeSantis and how she was insulted by him saying that they're insulted because he did this and that and whatever else. She was perfect in saying her response to him. So let's see. And see what he says. And something, and some of the things I've heard with DeSantis, and again, we're going to talk more about him. It's like, can you imagine the DeSantis campaign going out there and saying that Trump promised he was going to get that wall built, and that the border wall built? Can you imagine? And he didn't do it. I mean, it's, when I hear that, this is another reason why. Why would I want to support DeSantis saying something so stupid as that after all the lawsuits and all the other commotion that went on? How stupid. And this is why he's losing all – this is another example of why he's losing credibility with people. And then this morning I heard something about the Biden administration is selling off all that the steel that was for the barrier, those giant pieces, pennies on the dollar kind of thing. So – somebody's getting rich off of it, but they're selling our wall that never got installed. The wall was there, but it didn't get installed because of all the lawsuits and all the other nonsense. So, DeSantis, when you say those kind of things, you're really sounding pretty silly. In fact, you're sounding downright stupid, but that's my opinion. And also, his super PAC is the Never Back Down group, whatever. I did, in my email I sent out about the show today, I sent it to Steve Dace and to the Never Back Down super PAC and invited them to join if they wanted to join the discussion. If they want to try to defend DeSantis, they're more than welcome to. Let's see, I'm going to try to hurry up here a little bit and then so we can get into the deeper dive on the other stuff. You know, we talked about the U.S. Corporation, the Act of 1871. We talked about it for several weeks on here, and different shows talking about it. I thought it was extremely interesting that this morning on a show, I actually heard mention of, they said they tried to downplay it because either they really didn't know what it was or they, whatever, they didn't want to say too much, I don't know. They said something about some people are out there saying Trump, gave away the company or changed it, ended the government, Trump ended the government from some law in the 1800s or something, and it was just kind of funny because I knew what they had to be talking about, even though they didn't seem to know too much themselves, but I thought that was kind of interesting, and I'll go back and take some notes and maybe send something to that show to say, is this what you were talking about? Because, yeah, there really was an act of 1871. Here it is. If you can prove that this is fraudulent or bogus information, go for it. But it really is there. So, excuse me. So, anyway, I was just like, wow, somebody's actually talking a little bit about it on the air. Okay? And I took that as a success that we finally got somebody to listen to some of it. The thing with Maui, that is such a you watch this thing and you say, okay, was this Pearl Harbor, some kind of an attack, another Pearl Harbor type thing? When you look at everything that happened there, you can't believe that it wasn't intentional. You can't believe that there wasn't something else going on here. At least I can't. Now, there were the tinderbox, the different things I've heard about, different types of foliage, you know, plants and grass and other things that are not native to Hawaii that made it a tinderbox and they were warned and blah, blah, blah. So there's all sorts of things like that. But then there's also this thing about the electrical pole. One thing fell and it started the sparks and then a bunch, some like 29 poles fell at one time. I don't know. It's all too bizarre. I mean, without it, yes, there was wind. But would it really have blown down 29 poles all at once and started the fire? I don't know. Something just doesn't make sense. And then there's all this land grab stuff going on now. And then I heard something today that the electrical company that is a partnership, it's called fascism, private-public partnership, whatever. Apparently BlackRock is a major investor in that. And all of a sudden, there's people, all these land grabs, people in there trying to go up, massive, massive land grab, trying to buy up this land. And the state apparently was trying to buy it up too. Excuse me. So what is really going on with Maui? And if you think, again, the enemies from within, the traitors. I'm sorry, I have to believe that our government was somehow, I'm not going to just say negligent. I think they somehow instigated this thing. Or allowed it to happen and just stood there and watched. You know, it's too bizarre. Too bizarre. I just can't believe that it just happened. And then, the other most insulting part of that is, it's like, well, okay, we have billions and billions and billions of dollars to give to Ukraine, but when it came time to help Maui, yeah, we'll give them, $100 million, whatever, $700 a household. Yeah. Which, again, is why I think, the enemies from within. If you want to call, this is another example of the silent weapons for quiet wars. This is how they're taking us down. They're trying to kill us. There's this element within this country that we've allowed to invade our country and our government and take us down. And they're doing it. They're doing it. It's so sick. It's absolutely so sick. And I don't want to be a conspiracy nutcase routine, but how else are you going to explain it? How else can you explain the evilness of what has happened here? This is the Chinese, the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, who has taken over our government. does anybody believe that Biden does anything for us, or he does everything for China? It's sad. It's sad. This is what's really happening. Excuse me. And then, of course, good old Fauci. Once again, another one of the mass murders, how he's getting away with murdering millions of people and whatever else. And out there making millions and millions, maybe billions of dollars off of the weapon. And to think, you know, with all the money that the good and the bad and evil, it appears pretty obvious that Pfizer and Moderna, they didn't send out 100% vaccine, you know, the pure vaccines. A lot of it was just saline. Otherwise, we'd see more people dropping. And that by itself tells you another example of the silent weapon, quiet wars kind of thing, where they knew if they went and gave the poison to everybody, it wouldn't look good if everybody or a lot of people died. So they gave it in percentages and however they distributed it. This is global depopulation. That's what they're doing. And then go ahead and mention good old Gates out there and putting a vaccinating the beef. He doesn't want it. He knows better. We shouldn't be allowed to eat meat. That's not our choice. We're going to the 15-minute cities where we're going to be totally controlled by government. And so Gates is out there putting the mRNA vaccine into the beef. So watch out what you're buying. Make sure you talk to whoever it is or somehow try to find something that's not going to kill you that way too. CBDC, the central bank, the digital currency, keeps looking like it's getting closer and closer. And I really think we all need to start calling our banks and say, well, what exactly is this thing and what are they doing with it? When do they see that they're going to have to offer it? Whatever. Try to let them know that we don't like it. We don't want the people, we don't want the government managing, controlling our money, which is what they want to do. Total control of the individual. This is turning into we're already halfway there to being a communist society, and they're just moving forward with it one step at a time. And it's really getting faster now. We're not far away. And then the other last thing I'll mention, and then we'll get going, let some other people jump in here. I did watch the Election Crime Bureau, Election Fraud Summit, whatever you want to call it, from Mike Lindell last week. Excellent. If you haven't watched it, go out to the frankspeech.com site or Frank Speech on Roku or whatever, and you can play it and watch it. The 2 days, a lot of information. Florida had the lowest rating on their election credit card, and not their credit card, their election scorecard. We had the lowest. The only thing that Florida was doing for election integrity was what it said was voter ID, and that's really not a whole lot either, not really. Voter ID was the only thing that we had over a three-year period to show whether we were getting better or worse. We were flatline, nothing. We had the lowest score of any state. Some of the states that you might actually were higher than what you would have thought and whatever else, but it was very interesting. And that was on day one, if you wanted to see how that was, going through each state and see how they manage elections and what they were doing to improve or whatever. So that was interesting. And then day two, when he released the plan or published the plan, it's WMD. It's Wi-Fi mobile devices, and it's a type of device that you get, and you will be able to determine within the precinct, the election precinct, whether they're connected to the Internet or not, or if they turn a router on. Different things that you would say, because they kept saying they weren't connected to the Internet, but the truth is they were. And Karen can speak to that, and I'll give her a chance to in just a minute. But they lied and lied and lied. They're continuing to lie. And if we don't do something about this next election, it's over. And as you can see, I mean, the COVID stuff and everything they're doing with Trump and the crazy charges and everything else, they are doing whatever they think. These people have no ethics, integrity, loyalty. They don't care about us. They don't care about this country. They want to take down this country. It was already happening before Obama, but Obama was what put it on the fast track. And it was Trump who derailed it for a little while. And it's giving people time to wake up and see what's happening. This is what is happening to us. So we've got to really realize what has to be done for this next election. And there's actually a group out there, I'm trying to remember the name of it, it was not No Party Affiliates, it was something else. They're saying there could be so much commotion between these two parties right now because of the stuff going on. Nobody wants, the Democrats don't want Biden, but he seems to be determined he's going to be there. And they don't want Kennedy, which of course means that's a plus for the Democrat Party if they don't want Kennedy. And then all the issues going on with Trump and the GOP and the idiots over on that side. And they're actually talking this may be a chance for a third party, no party type affiliation. They didn't say no party affiliation, but that's what it meant. So it's going to be a very interesting election. And who knows, we end up may end up having, there was even a discussion that there may be write-in candidates. Who knows, Trump may be a write-in candidate on something. And nobody trusts the GOP. The Republicans have just been so absolutely disgusting. Yet at the same time, because of the unconstitutional closed primaries, if you don't participate in that primary, if you want to vote for Trump, you want Trump on the ballot, then you've got to participate in that primary, whether you want to or not, if you want to try to help make sure he gets on the ballot. It's really just a mess. But there is a chance that there may be a true third party out there this time around, too. Third party being no party, to allow somebody, an individual, to run. So that's going to be interesting to see as well. Let's see what else. Those are kind of like some, there's been so much going on in the last 2 weeks. Those are just a few things. But please check into the Mike Lindell stuff. Go out there and see, plan on getting one of the devices. And it's like you can sit in your car out in the parking lot and you can tell if there's any internet connectivity going on, basically. The whole thing is a way for us to monitor what they're really doing with the information kind of stuff. And which was also interesting, too, when you watch the shows where, well, no, we're never connected. But it was kind of funny on this one. And I deal with networking to a certain degree, even though it drives me crazy. One guy was saying, well, we work with Verizon to secure the network or the connectivity or connection, whatever. They didn't say internet, but they just said, yes, we have a connection. They're going to have – yes, they have a connection. And the only thing, if it was truly, if you want to call it, secured a closed network, the internet's never going to be closed. The other networks aren't really closed, but they're a little bit more closed and not quite as open as the internet, as if you had a direct circuit between two units, two places, two locations. That would be it. But, you know, that's not going to happen. What good would that do? You'd have to have a connection for every single location. That would never happen either. So that part doesn't, it just doesn't make sense. But they said, well, yeah, but we work with Verizon on that. And then Kemp kept saying that he, our network, we do not have any connection to the internet. We are not connected to the internet. We are not connected to the internet. We are secure. We are not connected. No, it's not the truth. Just like, because Karen learned, the people doing this stuff, the supervisor of elections, they do this stuff and they don't even realize what they're saying. They don't realize someone said, oh, no, you're not connected to the internet. Just use USB and transfer it, whatever, Wi-Fi. What do you think that is? Oh, internet. Oh, you're not using the internet, but you're using this? This is the internet. It's the ignorance. And I'm going to call it ignorance because I don't believe when it comes to these supervisor elections, I don't think they're all part of the game. I think a lot of them are just ignorant of what technology is. They don't know that they are connected because they don't see a direct plug-in kind of thing. So anyway, just the insanity of it all, the truly, truly insane. And then they say, we'll talk about what DeSantis is doing for our elections. That will be the first topic. Okay, I think I've probably ranted enough. Okay, I see Joe's out there in the chat room. Hey, Joe. And okay, there's a link out there. I'm not sure what that link is to yet, but we'll find out. And let me go ahead and have Karen's going to tell us what's going on with the Florida elections where we're not allowed a manual count. And I'm only going to challenge that I say, okay, you want to have an electronic tabulator? Well, okay, let's go ahead and do it that way, but then let's also have a manual count, and let's see how close they are. That being said, Karen, you can take it from there.
Okay, well, thank you so much, you listless specimen. And I every time I hear that, I'm astounded that he said that. How stupid can you be? Because we're the idiots that voted for him. So maybe we are listless vessels because we voted for DeSantis. amazing. Florida has a statute signed by Governor DeSantis, and it is statute 101.604. The last sentence of that statute says, a county must use an electronic or electromechanical precinct count tabulation voting system. If you listen to Mike Lindell and you listen to the Florida analysis, Florida lost, or there were at least 900,000 votes that were erroneous in the state of Florida. So now we are stuck because once the votes are counted through the tabulator and say something is wrong, we need a recount, guess what they do? They put it back through the same tabulator. Now, isn't that smart? Don't you think they'll get the same answer? Well, of course they will. So what you want to do is always have an alternative so you can cross-check. That's the idea of cross-checking. Unfortunately, our representatives and legislators have been educated through affirmative action. So how low can we lower the bar so that these people can get their degrees? That's the real problem there. The stupidity, the ignorance is just astounding. But the fact that you want us to put it back through the same tabulator and expect that we're going to get a different result is insane. So what we are going to do is ask everyone to call your representative, and they're home now, so it's a great time to do it. Go visit them if you can. And if you can't figure out where they are, go to myfloridahouse.gov or FL for Florida, Senate.gov, and there you will find your legislators. And tell them you want the very, very simple. You don't even have to make a big deal about it. Tell them it's because of AI, not because it's anything that happened in the past, because they will yell at you and tell you how secure we have. This was the most secure election in the world. So what you want to do is focus on the future. And what I usually say is we have a problem with AI because artificial intelligence now can hack passwords and can recognize and record the data points on keystrokes and change them. So we need to have an alternative way to monitor our elections. We must change must to may, and that will give us the flexibility. Should a county feel that there was something wrong with their votes, that'll give them the ability to go and change it. And that would be probably the simplest. Now, the other problem that we have in Florida is that in order to vote in Florida, you must be a citizen. Oh, isn't that wonderful? That's terrific. How do I know you're a citizen? Well, I'm going to go to my supervisor of election, and there's a little box there, and it says, are you a citizen on your registration form? And if you check yes, your supervisor of elections doesn't say, I need some proof. They say, do you have a driver's license? A driver's license does not say whether or not you are a citizen. A passport or a birth certificate should be presented, but it's not. So we have no idea who the people are that are voting and if they're citizens, but we have the most secure election. This has been something that the criminals in our legislature, and they are equally as bad, because I thought about this, Sally, for a long time. The Mar-a-Lago event could have been stopped by Governor DeSantis and Ashley Moody. because it was so illegal. They could have done something about that. They could have stopped it. And they could have stopped what was happening in our state. But they didn't. And I think everybody has to recognize that. And also, the tax bills are coming out. Take a look at what your taxes are now in the state of Florida. Mine went up $400. $400 during an inflation period when many seniors in Florida are living on Social Security or they're living on minimum income, they're living on a fixed income, and now all of a sudden, why did our state taxes go up? I would say at about 20% at a time when we are told, oh, I'm such a great governor, Florida has a surplus. Well, if you have a surplus, why are our taxes go up? Why did our school taxes go up when we're not teaching our kids anything? When Florida students, over 47% of them can't read, write, and do math, and we are paying for that. I'm paying $500 a year so that the kids that are in my county don't get educated. Does that make sense at all either? No. And this, I have to say, is our fault. We have the power. The people have the power. We have to stop electing these people who are nothing other than listless vessels. Florida is a top-down state. What does that mean? That means that the president of the Senate and the Speaker of the House make all the rules. They determine what's going to be heard, what's not going to be heard, and how it's going to be heard. And if they don't like a bill that's up for, you know, up to be voted upon, they won't hear it. They'll direct the committee members not to even allow the bill to be heard on the floor. That has to be changed. And the only way that gets changed is if we change the people in Tallahassee. So the fact that Florida is such a wonderful state, it is. But we are going to destroy it. And now we have all of these northerners coming in from blue states, and guess what they want? They want to see the same thing. So here we have blue state people moving to Florida, voting for the same stupid rules and regulations, raising taxes and everything, and wait till we get our insurance bills. I know my insurance company, which was, what is it, Farmers, has pulled out of Florida. And you mentioned, Sally, my favorite person, Bill Gates. Well, guess what? He is now a partner with Florida Fresh. Isn't that wonderful? I can't wait to have GMO orange juice.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yep.
Where are they? They certainly have no desire to help the people. And if we don't get some good people in our legislature, it's bad enough of what's going on in D.C., which is another issue, but the same thing is going on in our state. And the more people that come into our state, the more convoluted it is going to get. And now we have 13 or 14 cities that have signed up, of which Miami is one of them, to explore getting grants to become a 15-minute city.
Everybody now has to oppose that. I'm telling you, everybody, people, please, please. I mean, Tom DeWeese has had so much information. Victoria Bear, she's another. We're going to have a show on this 15-minute smart cities, 15-minute cities. These are the equivalent of concentration camps. Between doing that and the central bank digital currency, they want to totally control us. Right? You're going to be like the ant in the ant bed serving the queen, and then the bee and the worker bee kind of thing. This is what they are taking away, our rights of everything. And this is the other part when I mentioned the battery factory in China. They're forcing, shoving these these electric cars down our throats. Well, look what good an electric car will do you in Maui right now, or when there's any kind of crisis like that. They, not to mention all the hazards. They're more and more finding out more and more danger to them, and of course, it makes us totally subservient to communist China. It just for them to even do this. This shows anybody that would promote this EV stuff is an enemy of the state.
Well, they are also getting, I believe they're also getting a payoff from it. You know, they're investing in these companies, so you've got to pump it up. But there was something very important that you said, and that is that we have to pay attention to our enemy, and we have to pay attention to what they say. And their real goal, their real hard, fast goal that filters through everything they do and say is depopulation. So I said, let me see who said anything about depopulation, and let me take a look and see if there's anything on that that I can share. Well, this is from the people that were involved in the beginning of Agenda 21, of which the Great Reset is just a regurgitation of Agenda 21. Well, David Foreman of Earth First said, my three main goals would be to reduce human population to about 100 million worldwide, to destroy the industrial infrastructure, and to see wilderness, which is with its full complement of species, returning throughout the world. He is from Earth First. Maurice Strong, who is one of the writers of this agenda, which, as I said before, has now become the Great Reset, current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class, look who they're targeting, involve high meat intake, use of fossil fuel, appliances, air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable. And now we have states that are actually outlawing single-family homes. Michael Fox, who is the president of the Humane Society, said that mankind is the most dangerous, destructive, selfish, and unethical animal on the world and should be eliminated. And then the Club of Rome, that famous Club of Rome, said the earth has a cancer and the cancer is man. So, Sally, you were right on when you said that their goal is depopulation. They can't handle all of us people because if we got together, we would overthrow them. They are only about 1%. Do not believe anything that you read in any of the papers or listen to any of the talking heads on TV. Right now they're going out of their minds because Trump said, I don't have to go to this stupid debate when the people are 20 and 30 points behind me. Why would I want to go and give Fox ratings? Besides, all the people know what this is all about. I don't have to tell my audience. They know what I'm about. And the fact that he's not going is making them go nuts. And that's what we want. We want to withhold. We want to get our kids out of the indoctrination clinics masquerading as public schools. We want to withhold the money. And the Freedom Caucus, God bless those guys, they have a new thing that's real short and sweet, and I love it. And they have said, no security, no funding. Listen to that. No security, no funding. Now, wouldn't it be great if all of us contacted our local, our representatives and our congressmen, our senators, and said to them, no security, no funding, and therefore take your continuing resolution and stick it where the sun don't shine, and hopefully we'll put the government out of business because all they're going to do with the money that we're going to give them is come after us. Are we that dumb? Are we that stupid? I certainly hope not. So we have a lot of things that we can do, but we have to do them. That's the important thing.
Yeah, and I got to chime in on the CR stuff. I mean, McCarthy's out there pushing for the CR. He and McConnell are already doing this. And it's like, this is why you got to recognize the enemy. This is the Republican enemies. Forget calling them rhinos. It's beyond that. They are they are truly the uniparty, Democrat, communist, whatever you want to call it. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be calling Marjorie Taylor Greene's phone. I'm going to call it after hours so I can leave it as a recorded message. That if she goes and goes along with the CR after all the ranting she did, oh, no, we're going to handle it through allocations and appropriations and whatever else. She's saying all this before, and yet she's got to do everything McCarthy tells her. And that's, I will put it on the record for her. It's like, if you go along with the CR, then you truly are McCarthy's lapdog, and you're just another GOP prostitute out there. Because she has been so disgusting to me, what she has done lately. If she's going to keep acting like this, I hope she doesn't get reelected. But yeah, I'm telling you, coming out of Georgia there, you just never know what else to expect out of that place kind of thing. So anyway, just very, very disgusting. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the Freedom Caucus. DeSantis says he was part of the original Freedom Caucus. But look what he's doing now, though. We're going to get to some of this one. I see Cindy out there. Cindy, if you're ready to talk, go ahead and push the button. I also see Nathan out there. Nathan wants to chime in here, so I'm going to go to him in just a minute. But we've got to understand these people are against us. They aren't interested. They are the enemies. Anybody that would go along with the CR stuff, we have a perfect opportunity to take a stand here and shut down some of this garbage. Look what the Secretary of Energy, what was she out there doing, wheeling and dealing?
Oh,
with China, too, I think. And I mean, the enemies are all there. Stop funding all these stupid agencies that are helping to destroy us. But McCarthy is one of the biggest, and this is where Trump gets me so annoyed. What, you know, if Trump would have just said he was staying out of it on the speaker or whatever else and just would shut up about it, okay, fine, don't take a stand. But you go and endorse the likes of him. And, of course, the whole reason McConnell got reelected was because Trump endorsed him. Trump, you really need to figure out who to be endorsing. That's the thing about keep your enemies closer. Doesn't seem to be working for you. The art of the deal doesn't seem to be working on some of this stuff. Dear Lord, help us on this stuff. Anything else you want to say real quick, Karen, and I'll get Nathan in here, and then I'll get
put myself on mute and have a good conversation, because this is what we need to be talking about. This is what is going to be what we're going to be facing, and it's up to us. And if we don't go after our senators and representatives, shame on us. Only one other thing. I just read a poll just before the show that Trump is now ahead of Biden, even after the indictment. And Richard Barris said that he asked the people, how do you feel about the indictments? They don't care. They will vote for him if he's in jail. And if a state takes him off the ballot, they'll write it in. But they are determined that he is going to be the nominee and that he will be back as president. So please don't listen to the likes of Sununu, who is telling you that 3/4 of the country is anti-Trump. That is a big lie. They lie all the time. That's their job to lie. Okay,
jump in later if you need to. Okay, now, Nathan, I'm getting ready to open this mic up, but my first question for you is, is the United States, is it a republic or a democracy? What's the story on that? I think you're going to share some information.
It's a democracy if you can keep it.
Well, right now, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep it, and we're going through that cycle.
Yeah.
Bondage, and we're working our way all through it, and we're about to be back into bondage after the pass. But anyway, yes. What would you like to share?
I would like to share that, you know, Marco Rubio, he's for child support for a baby in the womb now. And what that's doing is the same thing I'll think of it in a minute. But what he did is he's reaching out to those people because he says he's 100% pro-life, but he has sponsored 3 abortion bills. And so, Obama, he didn't do real good on the abortions, on the pro-life deal. So he signed the Hyde Amendment, and some of them Bible thumpers said, well, yeah, I think I can vote for him. They have no idea how much we get played and buy into it. I'm going to tell you what happened. When America was founded, we the people were the was not the people. It was the founders that wrote it. They sacrificed, and I thank God if I ever meet them. I don't know if I'm supposed to shake their hand or kiss their feet. I really am grateful. But the people never fell into their roles under this government. But they did get it incrementally throughout our history. But the thing is, there was only three times that we had a chance to turn America back. And one was under President Lincoln. We got to turn it back we never turned it back, but turn it towards what we had planned. That was with Lincoln. The second time was during 9/11 when that plane landed in the Pennsylvania field. That would have put a lot of people in. The other time was whenever Trump was elected. That's the only 3 times we had a chance to turn America back to what its founding document should have done. We are in some serious trouble, but you know, it's hard because you can't get people out of a 2-party political mentality. We got to beat the Democrats. There's a guy, and I remember him, Eric Erickson. Remember him back during the Tea Party mm-hmm. movement? He's a lawyer. He got all yep. excited about that, came up with his Red State organization, you know. And I heard him on, and everybody, all the talk show, all the talk radio is doing this. They're beating the, I don't know if I can handle Trump if they decide that he's a criminal and he's been charged or he spent time in jail. I don't know if I can have him serve. I don't know if I can look at him. Bud said that. So when Bud said that, I sent him an email and I said, Bud, that ain't your opinion. You got that from a board meeting. Okay.
Yeah.
This guy, Erickson, was doing that. I can't support Trump if he was found guilty and he's a criminal in the White House. So I called his I take that back. I got that mixed up. He was saying that he can't support Trump if he doesn't agree to support whoever the candidate is in on the Republican side. And so I called his show. And I told the call screener, I don't want to get on the show. I want you to point one thing out to him. I said, it's not the two parties that decide who the candidate for president is going to be. It's supposed to be the people in the Constitution. And he started rattling off, he just kept on rattling. He called me a liberal Democrat. Kept calling me all kinds of names, but he wouldn't stop. And then he slowed down, and I said, can I say one thing? And he hung up on me. So I called him back a couple times, and he wouldn't answer the phone. So what I did is I went home, and I sent him, Eric Erickson, five emails. The sixth one was, you need to prove me wrong, or we can have a public debate, but it won't be on your show because you'll be in control of the dump button. But I sent him the vote record on several things, and then I ended up finishing it with the count for the Republicans, Democrats, and no party affiliates in our state. I sent him that site where you can go to all the county election sites and supervisor of elections and look at how many people are Republicans, Democrats, and And I sent him that, and I said, right here, you can say whatever you want, but it doesn't matter if you can't vote for him. But here's the problem. You are outnumbered. You are outnumbered. The people, no matter what happened, it is the people that are going to choose him. And you know, I told him he needs to give me an answer to everything I sent him, but he can only correct me with the record, because that's what I sent him. And but what got me fired up was I sent a letter. The first email I sent, titled one, I sent him the site with the supervisor of elections, and I said, forward this to your call screener and tell him to choke on it. Okay, and you can choke on it too. And I sent him several different things, and then but after that first one, and I wasn't going to send him anymore. He sent me back. He goes, Nathan, you are a conspiracy theorist. And so I just started sending him the government, the Constitution, the Senate, and executive record. There it is. And I want you to choke on that, Mr. Conspiracy. I want you to do that. I mean, I hit him hard, and I sent him back. Since then, I've sent him back a couple more emails reminding him, you know, you called me a conspiracy theorist. You need to correct me. You need to correct me if I am. And but I'm going to tell you, I can refresh your memory on how this stuff started. I remember what broke the Tea Party egg, if you want to call it that, what broke it open was that guy at Wall Street. He's a reporter, and he's reporting on the condition of something going on in the stock market, and somebody had said something, and he came out of his skin going, no, 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 and he just started ranting, and that there was the spark that got the flame moving. You remember that?
Yeah. The Tea Party really was truly the... How you want to say it? We sort of started to wake people up with the Tea Party. It got some people's attention. But I remember, because I was actually there in D.C. when they were passing Obamacare, and I'd be talking to different people outside. It would be the Democrats trying to stir up the trouble. And at that time, everybody there, non-Democrats, would all start pointing at whoever was causing the trouble and asking for the... cops to come over, whatever, and identify who was the troublemaker, whatever kind of thing, to stop it. But I would talk to people there, and they said, well, you got to vote Republican. I said, but don't you realize the Republicans are part of the problem? I mean, and think about it, and people forget, the first 2 years of the Trump administration, they had a Republican Senate and a Republican House, but it was Paul Ryan, the enemy from within. How many enemies have we had inside the Republican
I can tell you how
Party?
Many enemies. I can tell you how many enemies we have here in the Senate. The vote after Ted Cruz's 21-hour, 19-minute filibuster, the vote was 100-0. We got a guy from South Carolina right now running for Tim Scott running for president. I got a copy of his letter. I can send it to you to send it to anybody. He wrote Obama a letter 1 month before that filibuster. He went through all the issues related to the economy and our health care system and how it's going to destroy it. And he was asking him to delay it, and 100% of the Republican senators signed it. And 1 month later, they voted 100-0. Now, you know what? I agree. We're none of us are perfect. We make mistakes. On occasion, we might be tempted to lie, but if they can lie that easy, don't ever ask me to vote for a Republican. And this guy from South Carolina keeps getting mad when I call his office and ask him, can he answer why he did that and then voted for it? And all I get back from him is, you need to discuss this. You need to send this to your senator, because you're not from South Carolina. So I'll go ahead and send it to them too, you know?
Well, that's the other thing. These people are running they're running for president. They forget that well, you know what? If you plan on being president, then I do have standing if you're going to be president, which is, I think, what we really truly need if you could find a constitutional attorney out there willing to do anything, a true class action suit, because all the people have been damaged by the corruption of this election. And, of course, we've all been damaged by the likes of Fauci. So I'm actually at the point when people try to say that kind of stuff and they say, well, yeah, it's not your state, whatever else is it. Would you take a contribution from me? If you take my money, then you ought to listen to my call. Okay, so in other words, I can't donate to you because because I'm not in your state.
You know,
that kind of insanity. It's
nonsense. If you're going to be my president, I have the right to ask you questions, you know, so I can know
exactly
how to vote. But here's what, like I said, going back to the beginning, it's always been we the people were the founders, and they were at the top, and they were doing their thing. And part of it was they did not go back to the Constitution whenever they had anything going on. And they put their heads together, and they bounced around, and they came up with something. And I'm fine for that. But amend the Constitution so we're not living a lie. And that's how we got the judges. Send it to the Supreme Court, and if whatever they decide is the rule of the land. That was Madison's problem. In Mulberry Madison, when the judge said, I'm ruling for Mulberry, he should have said, whoa, you don't decide this. Send it back to the Congress, Article 1, Section 1, and have them either revise, repeal, or enforce it. But don't, that's not the judge's job. And I went on this show. Janet Parshall's in the market on Moody Radio. Her husband's on there every Friday. He's a lawyer. And he was talking a bunch of this stuff about, the courts decided this, and this is why we got to vote for the right people. And I called in, and I asked him, where in the Constitution can you find a precedent or case law, as it's called? And he started rattling off about how English common law works. I guess that's what that's supposed to be. And he's rattling off how back in England and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I said, yeah, but, and realized I was muted. So I came home and I sent him a really nice letter, showed him what the Constitution is, and I sent a copy of the oath that a lawyer signs whenever, and, you know, makes an oath to and signs whenever he becomes a lawyer. And I said, you need to give this to your husband and tell him he needs to repent because he's sitting here. One, the word constitute means to establish. We just establish a new form of government, and our mind, for them, I can understand it, the founders, because their mind was still, that's like an atheist getting, converted to Christianity. He still thinks like an atheist. You know, be patient with him. He needs to go through a lot of teaching. But don't say, well, you know, the way we used to do it when we used to go to these meetings and burn candles and wish for this guy to die. No. That we're not doing that now. We're doing something. Slow down and read what we're doing. And that's why I say we need to quit putting our heads together and read the Constitution for what it says.
Yeah.
You know, and say,
well,
and ask,
yeah,
where is that at in here?
We're definitely going to have a show on the Constitution and voting, because I'll tell you, there's definitely places in that Constitution where there's some overlap and some conflicting information as to way they said something in one place, where they put it into another place, and whatever else, and amendments and whatever else. So there's, we're going to have a show strictly going through the Constitution and voting. What the states are supposed to do, what the federal government's supposed to do, where, who has rights, what's the difference of a voter, what's an elector, and at any point does the Constitution refer to me as an elector or strictly a voter? Because right now, then when you say elector, then you got to keep straight with the electors that vote for the president, that get appointed by the state, but handled by the state.
Is the people.
Well, we have this thing called a state legislature because we're a republic. We voted people in. So we did elect people, and they were to go and vote for different things on our behalf. But the whole,
and they are,
I'm
the
not going to get into all the details there. We're not going to get into all the details, but we're going to have a show focused strictly on that, because I think if you go through, you'll see the confusion that the Constitution actually creates mostly because of how it was amended later on and things like that. Because, again, there's one paragraph out there that makes reference to the voters will elect their representatives, and then it says the electors vote. So is a voter an elector? And what's it? And if you're going to go and mix up, use that word elector, and then you're going to use electors for the president and the vice president, it makes the whole process a little bit messier.
Well, why?
But we are going to have just a show on
consider,
that one. Yeah.
Well, I will consider. I won't consider the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers a sacred document. We don't make an oath to it, but our Federalist 68 and Anti-Federalist 68. Both admit that
the
electors are citizens. Our fellow peers. I can vote for Sally to be an elector, and she can vote for Biden.
Yeah.
And I can ask you why did you vote for Biden, and you would say it's my vote.
Okay. Well, again, we're not going to go into the total discussion of electors and voters by the Constitution, but we are going to have a show strictly on that. Because there's definitely information that's confusing, but I really want to kind of get back on the problems
okay.
we have here with
Trump's
Florida.
Trump's going to be the next president.
DeSantis. What's that?
I said Trump's going to be the next president. I don't know if they'll do something to stop him, but he will be the next president.
Well, I think he's going to be too, but if we don't clean up the elections, we don't take care of the problems we have, then we're just going to have another corrupt election. What is to stop them from doing the exact same thing? And that's why this stuff with COVID now, trying to have another plandemic around, I mean, I can see them already trying to play games with that and try to control it. They're going to do it.
You know
they
what?
Don't care about cheating. They don't care about cheating.
Go ahead and add the comment,
then I want to get Cindy in here.
Okay, I'll say this, and then I'll mute and listen. But listen, here's what I don't understand. When we got to be consistent. You know, we're sitting around struggling, not trusting the computers because teenagers can hack them things, and they want to do our elections with the computers, well, even with somebody sitting there watching them. But here's the other part: why is it that we can't do what we did in Iraq, and that's go over there, and whenever you fill in your candidates, you dip your thumb in some ink that it can't wash off for like 4 hours, and you walk out holding your thumb up saying I voted, and you can't go to another polling station to vote again. Okay, why is it that America figured out how to stop corruption there, but they won't consider that here? I say go in with your pencil and a bottle of ink.
Well, if we're going to let them vote, do all this mail-in voting, that won't help you any. But, yeah, we definitely need to clean up the process. We need to get DeSantis to clean up the process. I mean, if you haven't seen that Lindell Election Crime Bureau, you got to go watch the Florida part where Florida, the voter ID was the only thing out of, like, 10 or 15 different things you got rated on and stuff like that. And some of them, you know, it just said, well, where did you have it for the different 3 different years? Did you have it or you didn't have it and whatever else? And the only thing Florida had anything to say was what they called voter ID. And you heard how Karen was explaining, well, yeah, you had voter ID, but it didn't really mean much because it doesn't determine whether you're truly eligible to vote. So,
well, let me close with one more thought before I drop off. Karen should be happy that her taxes went up. Because this is a part of Biden's Inflation Reduction Act.
Yes,
I couldn't
I'm
get
sure
through that without laughing.
Oh, yeah, his inflation reduction, he finally had to say something. Well, probably shouldn't have been called inflation reduction. Whatever. I was like, the enemy's from
well,
the end, I'm telling
you. Listening.
Okay, well, you can just mute it and join in you know, if you want to at some point. But I want to make sure I get Cindy in here. I want Cindy to give me some of the other stuff. I mean, when it comes to Ron DeSantis, hey, Cindy, Ron DeSantis, it's one of the most confusing things because we do see good things that he's done when it comes to the wokeness and the CRT and stuff. And there's these things he does good, but there's the bill that's supposed to be blocking China from owning assets in the state of Florida, but then didn't he just do something where some deal with China for the battery, the solar panels, pushing solar panels, which are harmful to us? And I don't know. I just I don't have a whole lot of faith. I just don't know what to make. I think he's got a split personality, and I think everything he's done to stab the back of Trump and to insult us is just despicable. But anyway, Cindy, what do you think?
Well, I think he was a bad congressman, and if you look at his record, he really wasn't a good congressman. When he says he was a member of the House Freedom Caucus, that doesn't say, you know, I mean, I like the House Freedom Caucus, some of the people that are in it, not every one of them. All you have to do is go back and look at his voting record. You know, when he was going to run for Rubio's seat, I met him twice with Danita and Jack when they had the Fort Lauderdale Tea Party, and he was he's not a personable person, and the questions I asked him, he just didn't know. He didn't know anything about when I asked him, well, what are you going to do about Agenda 21? Would you go to what is that? He didn't know. He didn't know anything. So I was very unimpressed. I'm still unimpressed. I think he uses words to get votes. I think because he has, you know, three kids. And I'm not saying that he's a horrible person and that he probably gets it with the schools, but I think he used that because that he knew that was going to bring him popularity. I mean, just go back and think of the people on the stage with him and cheering him, and you know, everybody was all, you know, loving him and oh, he's the best thing since chopped liver. Meanwhile, he was doing all this other stuff that was going on in Tallahassee that harmed us, and nobody talks about that. I see it on Twitter. There was a Twitter space last night or the night before, and it was basically one guy who was for DeSantis arguing with a bunch of other people, and Laura Loomer, I don't know if she was on there or they were talking about her, but it was just ridiculous because he has no standing whatsoever. Now I do believe that Casey's coming back and she's going to speak at the Sarasota REC, and they're going to try to get back into our good graces, and the Republicans will allow it to happen, and we're going to forget what he did. Well, I'm not going to forget. And I'll never support him again because as far as I'm concerned, he showed his true colors. And as far as the solar stuff is concerned, that's all that guy, Dave Walsh, I think his name is. I told Karen I have all his information. And he's spoken about that and what's going to happen in Florida. We're going to look like New Hampshire, which is absolutely horrible on energy. And he's up there, you know, hanging out with Sununu. So, you know, no, he's in bed with the developers. He's in bed with special interests. Everybody knows it. There's very few people that we can trust in Tallahassee, and that's basically what it's about. Today, my friend, yesterday, was at Trader Joe's in Tampa, and she ran into Pam Bondi. And they had a conversation, and she says, well, you know, I hope you're supporting Trump. And she said, of course. I'm not going to support DeSantis. So that was interesting to have her say that. But, you know, I mean, where are we going to go with this? We have so much. I just think, I look at a local level. We're fighting. This is what really boggles my mind. There's so much money coming into Florida, so much money coming into Martin County. There's houses being built on the water that are just ridiculous, the sizes of them. And the tax base of they're getting more taxes now, and yet they want to raise the taxes, okay? Because the government has decided that they want to own a golf course, they want to run the golf course, they want to run two concessions on each end of the beach, they want to have a Marty running around, a bus that nobody gets on, they want to buy, they want to give money to the non-for-profits. You know, $200,000, to save the horses. That's not the role of the government. And so we're writing a letter and we're putting all this stuff out there, getting ready to go to our commission meeting because basically they really are out of control, totally out of control. We pay for everything. You know, when one of the planners or somebody leave, they say they're going to retire. They don't. They retire from this job, and then they go take another job, and they're double dipping. So,
yep.
I mean, that's not right. That's just not right. I mean, we're struggling here. And they've got, I mean, with the stuff that they're getting, it's just outrageous. And DeSantis is going along with it. He hasn't done anything to stop that. He's just made it bigger. He's made everything bigger. And, I mean, we have more crooks than ever. I mean, we can say what we want, but he really has been a true disappointment. And I don't know anybody, at least that I know, would vote for him, except for a few people. And I would say it wouldn't matter anyway because they totally rhino. They didn't want something to begin with. They were bush people. And I just think the party is, let me just tell you, the RNC here, the chairman, who I co-chaired the campaign for George W. Bush. I can't even believe I did that, but I did.
Yeah.
And he then became a state rep for two terms. And now she's back. And they went to the meeting, and they were told at the meeting that they're not allowed to criticize the elected officials. So you go to an RNC, and your official is up there, and you're not allowed to yell at him or her or question him about any kind of legislation. That's forbidden. You cannot do that at an RNC meeting. What does that tell you? They're not with us.
So sad.
I think you should, Karen, I don't know if she's still on. I really like that guy Ortega from Nebraska. He took over the whole party by basically infiltrating, but not telling them who they were. So some people didn't wear their hats, and nobody talked about conservatism, and nobody talked about being pro-life. They just went in, and they were quiet, and they took over the whole party. That's why when they sent out that memo, asked the RECs and the counties who's for Trump and who's for DeSantis, and so everybody raised their hands for Trump, that's now they know who you are. And we don't need to have I think the crooks are, the Florida Republican Party is really a bunch of crooks now. It's terrible. Look at the money coming
in. It is.
Read the Conservation Alliance newsletter. Read the lefty, Save the Planet Floridian, which I would agree with some of the things that they're saying. But if you read what they're saying, they're spot on about what DeSantis has done for the environment. He's not helping with any of it. He's not fixing the water problem or the drainage problem or the river problems that we have or any of that. He's just in bed with the developers.
He really is. People need to realize who he's really aligned with, including Dominion, which I was going to ask you. Now, I heard something about DeSantis was in a closed-door meeting in Atlanta with Kemp and Pence. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I didn't hear any of that. Who put that out? Was that Laura Loomer?
No, it wasn't Laura Loomer. I think it was on Rave, Real America's Voices. I think someone on there was saying it. But I saw something online, too. So I've heard it more than once.
Right, just look at Pence now. What is
it's
amazing. It's all about the money. They're all paid.
Well, and that was kind of the idea. What I was hearing, bits and pieces, was that the three of them are forming an alliance to take down Trump. They're going to do what they can to badmouth him, whatever else, and whatever it takes. I mean, that's kind of what the gist of what I was hearing about it, but. Again, I wouldn't call it the most official.
Well, I don't
think
get anywhere. I mean, Trump obviously is ahead of everybody, and I do believe he could win. The only problem is can he win with the voting system that we have?
Well, I'll tell you, the people in Florida better really be demanding that we clean up the stuff. I mean, I've sent my Shazam. I called my supervisor of elections during when the while I was watching the Lindell Summit, the Election Crime Bureau thing. I called the Jackson County Supervisor of Elections and saying, I'm watching this thing on TV right now, and it's talking about voting, elections, and whatever. Anyway, I go in and said, are you guys familiar with this? Do you understand what this is? Are you, you know, and they weren't real happy with me on at the Jackson County level and said, well, the supervisor of elections, she'll be here Monday. She isn't here right now. You know, so that was that. And then I called the Association of the Florida Supervisor of Elections. And everybody needs to call them. Even if you end up leaving a message, I mean, you know, no profanity or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did on both these calls, I'm watching this show with this election, Crime Bureau election thing, and I'm trying to understand how this is going to impact Florida voting. These monitoring devices and the internet and stuff, and so I just put a bunch of stuff out there. So we, you know, and also, shouldn't we have the right to have a paper count? Can't we do that as a second to ensure that the tabulators worked or whatever? You know, I just all this kind of stuff. We have to pound them on this stuff. And we talk about follow the money. You know, that's the follow the money there. You know, you can only imagine what the incentives or whatever they're getting from Dominion and whoever else. And, you know, apparently DeSantis is close friends with Dominion and company or whatever else. It's all so disgusting. It's, I don't know. I'm so sick of all of it. When you mentioned Pam Bondi, I got to throw this out there real quick just for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pam Bondi, I voted for her the first time. I did not vote for her the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Pam Bondi was out there. You know, when all the stuff was going on, of course, Florida has the rights of pregnant pigs on their constitution and the rights of dogs on the constitution. I'm sorry, the animals do not belong in our state constitution. You know, they really don't.
Yeah.
And the part that was so stupid, I mean, you know, Pam Bondi to be saying this, when they were doing this, for those who aren't aware, at that time, Florida had something like either 9 or maybe 10 or 11 different statutes about cruelty to animals. This was all about
right.
Shutting down greyhound racing. This is what it was really about. Now, I know some, if you don't take care of the greyhound, they're not going to race very good. I mean, the biggest problem with animals, and here it's more like these farms that try to keep having the litters to sell the dogs, you know, the
puppy farm.
Whatever, pedigree, whatever kind of stuff. But this was all about what they thought they were doing to the greyhounds. And the point is, we had laws already they weren't enforcing. Why didn't you enforce the laws, Pam? Instead of putting dogs on our Constitution. I'm sorry, I just don't think dogs belong in the Constitution. Anyway, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, she had, when I met her and she was running for the first time, she came to Martin County, got off the bus, she was tipsy, she was with her boyfriend. And she had 2 St. Bernards. I mean,
St. Bernards in Florida.
Kind of,
oh, yeah.
I mean, she was a nice person, don't get me wrong, but she, you know, she was kind of a ditz in a little way.
Yeah.
But I don't, no, we don't get rid of the law. We don't even enforce the laws that we have now, but we make new ones all the time. And
exactly.
It's a joke. It's just a joke. And we, the people, know it's a joke, and they're not going to do anything. The only chance that we have is if Trump is to get in and have the right people around him, and they can shut down that government, take out the government agencies, move them out of D.C., make them smaller, or just totally send it back to the states, and detangle this ridiculous web that we have fed to ourselves. And you know what? I would even say let's take the UN out of New York City. Let's get out of all of that stuff that he did remove us out of, the WHO and all of that. Why are we even involved in any of that? We don't need to be involved in that. We can talk to, which is another thing. The State Department doesn't like it when two leaders get to talk to each other privately without having the people around them that know more than they do about foreign relations. So, you know, Trump was always doing that all the time. I would like to have, you know, let him be one-on-one with Putin. Why does he have to have the State Department there? For what? State Department is is now promoting a third world war. He kept us out of all that. Yeah. So just think, and I think Kennedy is a good boost for Trump.
Yeah.
I just do. I think he's a good boost. And, you know, Dennis Kucinich, he's a little bit of a nut. He's a little short man married to this big Russian girl. He's probably half his age. But, you know, if you read his book or you went and listened to him speak after he got out of Congress, I would say that he was sort of like a Ron Paul, okay? So he's running a campaign for Robert Kennedy Jr. And and the woman that's running the campaign with Robert Kennedy Jr. worked for the CIA. So.
Interesting. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kennedy has an awful lot to offer. We do have to keep him under control when it comes to some of. I have to go and I'd look closer at his climate. There's nothing wrong with protecting the environment. It's another one you go totally nutso, because everything to do with climate change is all just a scam. It's all just a way to control, put the fear in people, manipulate them. But at the same time, if you're there, which is part of what he did was cleaning up the Hudson River and stuff, if you see them dumping, the stuff is being dumped into the water and it's killing off the animals and stuff, then I think it's a fair thing. I think we should do something about that. They're putting all these stupid windmills out into the oceans, and they're killing the whales and stuff because of the noise that they make and stuff like that. It's all driving the animals crazy. Why are they doing that? Where's all the animal rights people when it comes to this stuff? You know, so I don't know enough about him on the climate change and abortion, whatever. I know he's obviously going to be more liberal on some of those things, but he knows Washington, D.C. He knows those agencies. And he has been out there fighting the vaccine, the recklessness of the FDA. I think the FDA should be totally shut down. You know, the intention of what the FDA was supposed to be for, it might have been with the best of intentions at the time, but it doesn't do that. It's totally the opposite. Between that and the CDC, I don't see. And believe it or not, I've actually heard people recently.
It was Nixon that gave us the EPA, wasn't it? Nixon? Who gave us the environmental protection? I think it was Nixon. But we're sort of
It probably was. Yeah. Yeah. So you wonder when they start this stuff. Was there a true good intention in the beginning, or was it always going to be some kind of a scam or a plot against the people? You know, the CDC, and these people, this is the other thing, it's like these people that are in these agencies, the CDC and the NIH and stuff, they actually make money, royalties, off of the stuff they do that we pay them to do. We're the ones writing their paycheck.
Isn't that crazy?
And they're making royalties off of it. It's just... It's so disgusting. They got to shut them all down. And
while we have people living on the street, while we have vets living on the street, where we don't.
I couldn't hear that last part.
So I mean, we have vets living on the street. We have drug addicts everywhere.
Yeah.
Our cities are crumbling. Everything is in mess, and the government takes us to the cleaners. Look at the government. The wages that they make, all the perks that they get, it's disgusting. And their retirement funds. I mean, honestly, we should all work for the government. I mean, who doesn't want to work for the government? They protect each other. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it's really a disgrace. I would like to see that. I would like to see him fire most of the government workers. Really, outsource it. Why, we could outsource a lot of that work. What are they doing anyway? There's so many departments that need to go. Send it back to the states, for crying out loud. How about the Department of Education? I mean, give me a break. What a disgrace. So, but that's a dream. I know that's a dream, especially when I've been reading a book about the Constitution. And you listen to how they structured it and what they were trying to do and where we are today. It's really scary.
It is, and we are under such a mass attack. It's like people, And what was the sunny saying? Well, people, and I think it was actually Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson. I think he was on some show just recently. I'm hearing an echo. I think it's coming from your phone.
From my phone?
I wasn't hearing it earlier, but something just changed.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, let's try that again. Okay, anyway, Senator Ron Johnson. I said people, Americans don't want to think that their own government is doing this to them. And that there's a big part of denial there. It's like, my own government wouldn't try to kill me, would they? Well, yeah, they are. They're trying to destroy you in every which way.
Yes.
What they're letting this massive influx of illegals in, who don't have to have any kind of health check at all. They don't get vaccinated. And this is the replacement for the people that they're killing. And then the fentanyl kind of stuff. And then, again, selling the stuff off to China. China has their hands in so much of this country, all over the place. It's unbelievable. It's so sad. Which goes back to, the cycle. This was Alexander Fraser Tyler that said this. The average age of a world's greatest civilizations has been 200 years. These nations have progressed through this sequence from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage to liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage. So I think we are in the selfishness to apathy or we are being forced back into bondage right now. That's the way I see it. And it's like, this was just amazing. It says, the other part
spot
of it,
on.
You kind of read it back. It is. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it's true.
It's very truly,
very
truly the way it is.
Yep.
What
really
was the other thing about the other thing? Oh, DeSantis and the caucus, the Freedom Caucus. You know, the Freedom Caucus, it all sounds wonderful, and you know what the intention is, blah, blah, blah. But I'm here to say there shouldn't be any caucuses. When you go to Washington, D.C., you're supposed to represent all of us. You're not supposed to have the Black Caucus, the Asian Caucus, the Hispanic Caucus, this caucus, that caucus. I think there's a couple hundred caucuses out there right now, because they're nothing but special interests. They're factions.
Right.
They're everything that you would do to divide a country. So are we going to be united, we stand, or are we going to be divided, we fall, because they're doing everything they can to divide us?
Well, we have no control. You know what? We're going to get to see it very quickly, how many people are going to comply again when they start locking people down with this COVID, because that's what's coming, I believe.
Yeah.
You know,
Alex Jones said that
on Friday, last Friday, and it is now Monday, and the TSA, I mean, all of it. It's going to start happening, and people are going to, which is, people are in Great Britain, they're so far behind us. They're like, oh, my God, COVID is coming back. People are dying from it. No, people are dying from the vaccine. But I do believe that people are going to comply again, and they're going to see how far they can push it, which is really scary. And if he does the climate change lockdown or whatever the hell that is, really, the climate change emergency, and I will be, will anybody stand up in Congress?
The other part. You can't, when you come right down to it, who in Congress is standing up for any of this stuff? I mean, we do see them doing different investigations, blah, blah, blah. How can it be, I mean, with all the evidence, did they ever actually do the inquiry, start the inquiry for impeachment? I mean, we've got a president who has sold us out to the Chinese Communist Party. We got the money trail. Isn't that treason? Here they're worried about, they're accusing Trump of an insurrection on January 6th, which, by the way, there was one of the police officers did a really lengthy interview with Glenn Beck, I think it was either Thursday or Friday this past week, where he tells who really knew and how they withheld information. They did it intentionally. It was much more to show that it was the Democrats that were trying to stop Trump. These Democrats, they are truly the enemy. And, of course, all the nice Republicans who stand next to them. They're
Look
the enemy.
The
we have to face the fact. Yeah, go ahead.
Look at all the senators that sat there for all those years with their colleague, Joe Biden, knowing he was a crook.
Oh,
Did you hear anybody talk about that? They knew. They knew he was a crook. And they said nothing about it. You know, it's a club, and we're not in it. That's basically the problem. No, exactly.
They got there. They saw the money rolling in. It shows how weak of when you talk about the spiritual faith and strength through the spiritual beliefs and stuff like that. Once they got there, their soul. These people didn't have a soul. They were up for sale day two that they were there, kind of thing. Because they sold us out. And the people who would sell you out like that. And there's others that are going to say, well, fight fire with fire. You got to play the game to get in there. It's kind of like the same thing that you hear about taking over the Republican Party. I don't know that you can take over the Republican Party of Florida. The people that are engaged in there now, and, I mean, trying to displace these people who have been in this party for so long in Florida, it's just disgusting, which, by the way, I did actually call the Republican Party of Florida and asked them, you know, what were they doing to stop what was happening to Trump and how were they working together? Because I wasn't hearing anything, you know, good old Mitt Romney's daughter, niece, whatever the heck she is, Ronna McDaniel, whatever her name is. She said, I don't hear the Republican Party doing anything to help him. Well, we're not here to, that is not for us to do. I said, are you supporting Ron DeSantis? Oh, we are nonpartisan. We are not biased. We don't take any side until we get to the general. I mean, this lady was so full of stuff, and I said something about, well, what about the other states? Well, you'd have to call them. I said, you mean to tell me the Republican parties of the different states don't talk to each other? They don't collaborate and work on things? And I said, well, no wonder why the Democrats win everything, because they all work together and you guys are all up there doing your own thing.
That's what you think.
She eventually said, you have a nice day. I was being nice.
Well,
I just don't understand why you're not helping here. More people need to do that.
I think
more,
they're all
more
protected.
People.
I think they're all protected. They have their money. They made sure that they, you know, listen, when it crashes, they're not crashing. Only us will crash.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we're like the slaves. That's what we are. Yeah. And they treat us that way. They actually do. It's hard for me. You know, somebody said the other day, oh, just ignore it and get a life on the side of it. Well, I think it's too late, because if you're involved for all this time, you can't just walk away from it. Because it affects everything that you do in your life. It's in your face every day. You know, you go to the grocery. I mean, everything you do, everything that I, you know, is affected by the government. The government is too big. Unless you run away and go live in the woods. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, I was watching this thing this morning about this guy for 40 years has lived in this house. I can't remember where it is. Not Virginia, but whatever. And he doesn't have any electricity. He's 80 years old. He has all this stuff, and you know, all of it, and that's fine. But I bet you he still has to pay taxes on his 40 acres, okay? And he's off the grid. A lot of people can't do that, you know? We're just we have let the government grow. It's our problem, the people's problem. And now we have so much apathy. You know, I hear people all the time say, well, oh, my God, it's so much better down here than in New Jersey. I don't care what they do. It's better than where I came from. That's their attitude. That's a real shit attitude. So that's what we're dealing with.
Well,
crazy.
Yeah. You think of all, and here, what is it, something Karen was saying, six or seven cities are putting in for this federal money. We don't want federal money. We're supposed to be an independent, sovereign state. We don't want federal money to create smart cities, 15-minute cities. And people really need to know what these things are. They need to understand it's the same as the electric car. It's all the everything they're doing to give us a gag order and to control us. It's just, it's so sick. And it's like, oh, when was the last time you talked to me and said, have you read the Declaration of Independence lately? Why don't you go down that list of things, why we did this, and then say, check them off, how many are here today? We're doing the same thing today. We are back where we started from. I mean, to me, you could go down that list on the Declaration of all the reasons we declared independence. I would say every one of them is true today. It's we have to declare it, which actually brings up what was this? One of the quotes from Jefferson. I can't remember quite right, but the freedom, independence is through vigilance. You've got to keep at it. You can never give up. You must always be fighting to defend that. But it was also Jefferson who said, you have to have a revolution every 30 years or every generation. I think he said it two different ways in order to keep government under control. You know which one it is? You remember?
No, I don't, but I remember hearing that joke. He's right.
And here we are.
Yeah.
That's really, this is the revolution that we have to have in order to save, to keep government in control, to take our government back, to put it back where it's supposed to be. And and there doesn't have to be any violence. It doesn't have to be that. There's a silent war against us right now. We have to be the silent war against it. We have to stop buying and do whatever, as much as we can to make our own materials and products that we need internally and buy from American kind of thing, even though that's extremely difficult after we've been sold out by so much. But I also, there were some reports, too, that the Chinese Communist Party right now is facing very financial hardships because they were out there buying up the world and financing the world all over the place, and there's been this economic turndown, too, because they are suffering, too. They're not making quite as much, and we're not buying quite as much for a lot of obvious reasons kind of thing. So we have a chance to actually put China back in control if we would actually have people who weren't treasonous traitors running the country. You know, I think we really could do something about that.
Right.
And, let's see, there's a couple of
nothing's going to happen until Trump gets in, and then hopefully he'll have good people around him, and maybe that'll help some of the problems that we have, and hopefully a lot more. So, but between now and then, I don't think much is going to change. And the hell with McCarthy and all of them. I mean, the fact that they're not even recognizing that we're in trouble and that we're suffering, and they're going to go along with the budget. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
well,
I have no faith in them whatsoever.
Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to this budget and the CR stuff, I sure hope everybody listening here and a lot out there, people call Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she was out there as the rebel, you know, pushing back on all this crazy stuff. And then she got in there and she wanted to be on that right committee, I guess she had to jump in bed with McCarthy. And, we're going to do this through appropriations, okay? When did you do it through appropriations? We need to demand these Republicans start pulling back the funds. No security, no money. I mean, that's what it should be. We have so many options to do something, but you've got a bunch of rhino, uniparty, communist Republicans out there, too. It's just it's disgusting. I'm going to read a couple of things here. Lightweight, this is in the chat. Global warming is a Republican policy. It's at cato.org. Regulatory summer 2020 Republican reversal. Without looking at the website, I can't tell you much more about that. And lightweight again, Mike Pence was a part of Obama-Biden bribery of getting the prosecutor investigation Hunt for Hunter fired. Mike Pence has no integrity. Amen to that. I knew people from Indiana who didn't like Mike Pence when he was the governor. Mike Pence was one of the first ones who sold off a expressway to a foreign entity for the toll roads. That would have been right after H.W. Bush and his garbage with selling off our infrastructure, selling off U.S. assets. And, okay, so then the other one is, again, lightweight. Joe Biden admits Mike Pence is a part of Hunter Biden bribery, and then there's YouTube you can watch. And then bring it, boy, it doesn't matter. All Mike Pence has to say, it's not my concern. Isn't that what he said? It's not my concern. So, but at least the people that are on the stage, I guess, all did their pledge. They pledged to support the GOP regardless of who it is. It's Executive Order 12803 from George H.W. Bush, where he put our country on the market. And I have been calling around on that one, too. So, you know, unfortunately, we get the government we deserve trying to clean up this government after the decades and decades of neglect is going to be bad. And silly part, I mean, here at McConnell, how many of them shouldn't even be there? I was hearing something today about Feinstein that she actually has power of attorney. Someone has power of attorney over her because she can't make decisions, can't do anything, and she's still allowed to be in the Senate? How can that be? Makes no sense. And she's brain dead. Okay, let's see if there's anything else out here. I was trying to think of some of the other garbage that with Ron DeSantis, what else he has done lately. But the energy thing is a biggie.
I'm running out of things to talk about because there's too many of them and I can't keep up. The more
this is true.
Do, the more stuff, the list gets longer. Oh my God, it's terrible.
Well, here.
Okay, I have something.
Oh, okay. I had a feeling Karen might be thinking of something else.
California is going to try to use Article 14, claiming that Trump was involved in an insurrection and therefore can't be on the ballot. And that's the new trick that the two states are going to pull. Even though he was not ever convicted of insurrection and they never used the word insurrection, it didn't make any difference for Gavin Newsom. So that was one. And the other is, I am so sorry to tell everybody that according to the scientists, the trees are not doing their job and they're going to be responsible for climate change.
Oh, my God. Moron.
Oh, dear Lord, help us.
This is what happens.
America.
Yeah. This is what happens when scientists make their money by grants and not by merit. And that's, you know, they know the outcome they want, and they're going to do everything they can to get to that outcome. So
terrible.
I told my trees that they better do their job. I'm counting on them.
Yeah. And then I know you watched the Mike Lindell thing. What do you think of those devices, the WMDs?
Well, I think that they are good to a point. They really are signal finders, and they will look for the signal, and they'll be able to tell what is connected to the Internet. But if you have judges that say you have no standing, then we have to do it. I think we should do it. I think it's a great idea because at least we will be able to say, yes, this equipment is connected to the Internet. But then they will find a way to hack because AI now can hack into anything. They know passwords. They can find passwords. They can hack into passwords. And they can hack into the keystrokes. So I asked one of the commissioners, how do you transfer the information from this tabulator that's not connected to anything to the, how do you get it to the state? Can be all tab connected together. Well, you have to use the Internet, Karen.
Really? What a surprise.
And what algorithm may be on that thumb drive that you're going to use to do that, you think? We'll see it. We won't. So, to me, again, I say it over and over again, we are now the victims of affirmative action. Thank you, Bill Gates, because he is the one that partnered with UNESCO to bring worldwide common core to ensure the fact that everybody would be dumb. And he did a good job. So
Bill Gates is definitely the enemy of the state, too.
Yeah, he is one of the biggest enemies of the state. You don't have to run for office to be an enemy.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to be crooked, greedy, and disgraceful. And I don't think people realize there was a question that said, how did Bill Gates make his money? Well, if you really dig, Bill Gates made his money by stealing from Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, how
yep.
great was that? How great was
yep.
that? Really good guy. We should give him our land and our everything and let him take care of us. After all, he can.
And if you have the right vaccine, we can depopulate the planet.
That's right. Who was
with the right
Haldren?
Vaccine? What's that?
Remember John Haldren? John Haldren was the science czar under Obama. And he
mm-hmm.
said that people should be licensed to have children so that there should be chemicals put in the water to make people infertile. And then if they want to have a child, they should have to go to the state and get a license. So they don't fool
yeah.
around. They tell us what we're going to do. We just don't want to pay attention because we say, they can't be that evil. They can't be that crooked. They can't be that corrupt. But you know what? They are.
They are. Talk about the devil, Satan. There was something. It was Tom Pastore had sent it out. He sent a couple of them. I don't know if you had gotten what they're doing, the chemicals they're actually giving or putting in food or something that actually impacts men as well. It's did you see his article on that? You may not have seen it yet. I think it was today. I'm trying to see if I can find it. Let's see. I know it's here somewhere. It's unbelievable, and it's like this is another way, again, goes to the silent weapons. How many different ways, and this, you know, the processed food, everything, the Food and Drug Administration. Okay, here we go. Oh, America needs to know this. It's the herbicide atrazine, I don't know if I'm saying that right, being used intentionally to create the transgender illusion. And then the feminization of manhood is what he was calling it, the feminization of manhood, the delusion of transgendering may have been planned, allowed, and or orchestrated by the government that's obligated to protect the American citizen. Even the government's NIH agency recognizes this atrazine herbicide as an endocrine disruptor. America needs to know this. So I'm going to be
no,
doing a show. I've got to do another show on COVID. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no security, no money. We need to send that to our legislators. No security,
yeah.
no money. And this government is doing everything it possibly can to kill us. And I'm tired of paying for it.
Yeah.
I don't know about yeah. you, but I am tired of paying for it. We have paid enough.
Yeah.
It's time to fight
have.
Back. And this is our chance to do that. I did see some good news, though, and I would love to leave the show with good news. Apparently, a Catholic school system has now a new policy that the students must use the correct biological pronouns and the given name when addressing other people. They cannot use pronouns that do not exist for that person. So that was really good news.
Excellent. And there's been some other laws being passed about that, too. Well, I see Nathan wants to chime in again. So just for anybody that's listening on the Internet, we've got about 11 minutes before the Internet audio will go off. We'll probably stay on a few minutes late, but probably not too late. So make your decision. Call in if you want to continue to listen. And let's see what Nathan is calling back in on. Yes, sir.
Yes, several things y'all mentioned. You know, John Haldren, probably more than two-thirds of Obama's czars came from Mitt Romney. All you got to do is take the czar's name, type it in, put a plus sign, and write in Mitt Romney, and you'll find the majority of them came from Mitt Romney. And whenever somebody says anything about Romney, I say about Obama's policy, I was like, Romney was doing Obama's policies when Obama was in diapers. But the rest of them were after that was W and Clinton. But anyway, on the Biden, whenever somebody calls me on the phone trying to talk me into putting solar panels on my roof, I always tell them I've changed my mind about solar panels because Biden's going to put a dome around the earth to protect us from the sun. So I don't want to waste my money. And today I got a call from some lady from an organization on breast cancer for women and if I want to make a donation. And I told her there's no need to because Obamacare is for everybody. Tell these women to go down and see, you know, check into Obamacare, and their health care will be taken care of. Bill Gates, I'll close on this. Bill Gates, if there was anybody that talked like Bill Gates down here among the common people, we would call the police. The cop would come out and talk to him and then escort him to a hospital. And they would put a long-sleeve jacket on him. You know, and it's like you hear that man talking, and then, I mean, if I heard any person down here talking about we need to, like, give people something so that some of them can die because we got too many people, you know, this man's insane. He's got the devil in him. So that's all I want to do is get my therapy.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to hang on if you want to.
I'll hang on after you hang up, but I'm going to hang up on the computer part. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Yeah, it really is something. It's like, can you imagine, Gates and Soros are out there, hey, we need to depopulate the planet. We need to protect the planet by depopulating, and we know who should live and who should die. And here, but we know we can't just go around with a gun and blow off their heads, so we're going to poison them. We're going to inject them with things that will kill them and whatever else. I mean, it's all so sick, and it's so unbelievable. And I can see why some people would want to say the conspiracy theories, but it's not a theory if it's true. The guy is doing this. It's out there. He's really doing it. What was the other thing? Well, Cindy, are you trying to say something? I'm not sure. I heard something there. If Cindy is talking, I can't understand it. I'm not sure if it's on a speaker phone or something. Or okay. Anyway, there was something else. Oh, going back to DeSantis and the solar panel, the energy plan. As Cindy was mentioning it earlier, Dave Walsh. Yeah, you got to go out there. I got the links on some of the stuff. You got to watch this thing, where he's out there saying that DeSantis' plan is going to increase the cost of energy in Florida like 4%. And it's all because he's moving to the solar stuff. And it really, and going back to the cloud, I haven't heard anybody on the news yet talk about the cloud is going to ruin the, how putting a cloud or some kind of an umbrella protector, whatever you want to call it, film, to protect the earth from the sun is going to impact the solar panels. But the other thing, this is something I was going to talk about it last week. This was just recently reported in Orlando. I guess it's been an ongoing issue to a degree, but there was an investigative report. This was Channel 9, WFTV in Orlando, if you wanted to go look at the article on it. There's people in Orlando, I guess they're probably going to be getting a class action suit or something going on because the solar panels don't work. And apparently the solar panels were never turned on. They were never properly activated or whatever. They're destroying their houses. Their electric bill has gone up because it actually it's capturing the heat, and the heat is staying on the roof kind of stuff, and it's not converting any of it to energy. And while they still have to make these payments, now the one person, what they reported, somebody paid $64,000 to put panels, solar panels on their roof, on their house. And there was supposed to be some government program, another one of these government programs, to reimburse people for it. I never went down that path. I always told them to pretty much get lost. But I'm trying to figure out what kind of government deal did you get if you had to pay $64,000? And here they never properly turned on the system. Either they didn't properly connect it, whatever else. So there's a lot of people in Central Florida who have solar panels that don't work. I can see if I can find the name of the company here real quick. It was just really interesting to think. It's like all this talk about these solar panels, and yet they're putting these, who knows who the manufacturers, taking up all this acreage to put solar panels that do almost nothing. And DeSantis is destroying the natural gas that we have here in Florida that's made it less expensive and more economical and more dependable. But he'd rather get rid of natural gas to go and support China. This is what DeSantis is doing. Now, if anybody can prove to me this isn't what he's doing, I mean, here he signs a bill limiting or preventing China from owning real estate or something in the Florida, yet he's going out there and giving them all this business and making us dependent on China for solar panels. It doesn't make any sense. It's called Useless Panels, Solar Company Complaints Heating Up. And this is Sanford, Florida, is where this one is coming through. Got the useless solar panels. She showed Action 9 around her Sanford home. Despite receiving plenty of sun, her panels have remained dark. It's been nearly a year since a salesman showed up at her door and she signed a $64,000 contract. The contract she showed Action 9 had a large MC Solar logo. So MC Solar, whoever that is, MC Solar logo. Since the story aired, the complaints have been pouring in. The company has an F rating with the Better Business Bureau. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody's office is actively investigating, and it's now more than 300 complaints against the company. Many of the complaints are from homeowners who are also having to pay on loans for panels that aren't working. Deal tried to reach Modern Concepts owner Danny Chopra, something like that, at the Orlando home where his contractor's license is listed. And you know where all those solar panels came from, don't you? Good old China. Aren't we glad we have people watching out for us? What do you think, Karen? What do you think of solar panels?
We are so blessed, and I will go back to my other question, is after they destroy the farmland, what do solar panels taste like? Do we have ketchup? Do they go good with ketchup? Do we put onions and tomatoes on them? Oh, we can't have onions and tomatoes because they're solar panels. Maybe they're flavored. Maybe we could ask them to flavor them.
Well, hers were dark, so maybe those are charcoal flavored. I don't know. But it really is insane. Go ahead.
As I said, the sad part is there are people that actually believe this. They really believe that blocking the sun is going to help. They really believe that trees are going to do harm. They really believe that solar panels and wind turbines are going to be wonderful. And after 20 years, we're going to have stacks and stacks. Maybe we'll dump them in the ocean. Wouldn't that be fun? Kill all the fish.
Wait. Yeah. Go ahead, finish.
I was going to say, it's a very sad situation that people are led to believe this garbage, which it really is. And I will never forget Bill Gates doing a TED Talk saying, I want to live in a world without CO2. I'd like to put him in a room without CO2.
Wouldn't that be nice? Let's do an experiment with you, Mr. Gates. Let's go see what happens.
Why doesn't anybody say you first? You want us to live like that? Well, why don't you put solar panels on your jet and let me see how far you're going to get? Well, maybe we have to go back to propeller-driven planes because that'll be the wind turbine.
Yeah. It's just so insane. And, you know, we don't have Brother Warren for a couple of weeks here, which is course, who knows what would have happened last week, but anyway, he's not here. He's traveling about, and what was it they were talking about? What China is doing to its own people, but it's kind of interesting. But with other Democrats out there, and I really don't care whether you're a Democrat or not, it just happens to be most of you will be, but I want to know, anybody that thinks what these people are doing is good, why would anybody out there want to vote for Biden except that you hate Trump so much and because you hate America? I mean, there's no other equation. And, I mean, I know Democrats that I don't think they hate America, but they are so brainwashed, whatever it is. It's so sick. And I really am trying to figure a way to reach these people who have been so brainwashed over the years. Biden is nothing like Kennedy. So, I mean, if you love Biden, then you must hate Kennedy, and they're both Democrats. Would you Democrats tell me why you would hate Kennedy and like Biden? Did you like John F. Kennedy? I don't get it. I really don't get it. So, anyway, we are getting down to the last minute here. Yeah, go ahead.
One last comment I was going to say, the sad thing is we never challenge them. We never say, how does that work? How much does that cost? What does that mean? MAGA people or whatever, what is MAGA? What does that mean? They have no idea. They just use the word. And if we would go back at them and say, what does it mean? How does it work? How much does it cost? Things like that, they have no answer. And that might make them think, and that would be horrible, wouldn't it?
Yes, wouldn't it? It's just a scary thing. Well, anyway, the main thing is I definitely have reasons to not support Ron DeSantis. He played games with the laws. He manipulated the laws for his benefit. He's aligned himself with the establishment. He's been a backstabber to Trump. Whether he if he wanted to run for office against Trump, then he should have been open and honest about it. Why did he have to lie? And if you're going to stand in alliance or an allegiance with Dominion, why would I want that? If you're out there trying to force us into solar panels instead of natural gas that is so much better for us here in Florida, why would I want to support you? Steve Dace, if you're listening, please answer some of these questions. Yeah, he's done some good stuff on the wokeism and everything and with Disney and whatever else. He's done some good things, and he did some good things with COVID, even though I think a lot of us were telling him what he needed to do on that one. Don't know that he would have done it on his own without an awful lot of nudging. But he's done good stuff. But right now, everything I see of him now, it makes me realize I'm seeing his true colors. I think that's the way Cindy was putting it earlier. We see his true colors, and if he would not be in office today had it not been for Trump. And for him to go and bash Trump, to say that he never completed the wall. He said he was going to build the wall, and he didn't complete it. It's so stupid. It's ignorant. And if you're going to say things like that, I have no respect for you. You have no credibility after everything he went through with the battles going through fighting to get that wall put up and got a lot of it done, not all of it. But it's insane. Yeah, it was good that, good, funny, whatever you want to call it, sending the immigrants, illegal aliens up to the Northeast and sending some troops over to help them in Texas. Those were all good things. But I can't go and ignore all the other stuff you've done, too, and ignore the fact that you really do seem to have stabbed the backs of people, and you definitely played with the laws so that you could run and still be governor. If you wanted to run, you should have resigned and run for office. And you should have said that before you ran for governor, when everybody knew all along. You were so neutral. You were so, playing so many games with the way you worded it. You were almost like, you were avoiding the question. You have to worry about, you're running for governor now, you haven't got time to think about that, when in fact you were thinking about it all along, apparently, and making your plans, and then you were so ready to bash Trump, who was the one who helped you out. If that's the way you treat your allies, and that's, I think, the big question, okay? What DeSantis has done with Trump, if that's how he treats his friends, do you really want to be his enemy? It's very concerning to me. I don't like it. But with that being said, let's go ahead and round the table, last call here. I think Nathan had dropped off. But Cindy, any last words of wisdom you'd like to share before we call it a night?
No, I'm just going to pray. I think everybody ought to pray because I don't know how we're going to beat it all. I think it all has to fail, and then maybe then the people will see it, you know. But for now, we're just plugging along. We'll just plug along and see what happens, and pray that Trump is going to get in.
Yep. Yes. Definitely. Definitely say a prayer for Trump and say a prayer for our country. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Good discussion, Cindy.
Right.
And
thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Now, make sure you talk about the show, what's coming up, what you had on your last show, and any last words of wisdom you would like to share.
Okay. On the words of wisdom again, everybody. Florida Statute 101.5604. Get the last sentence and get a hold of your legislator and tell him that we have to have must change to may, because AI could take over. And especially if they're up for election, what if they lost because of AI? And that might spark a little interest and might get them to change that wording. And get your kids out of the public indoctrination clinics masquerading as public schools. Folks, we have to give our kids a chance, and they are our future, and we are killing their future, and that's wrong. And they can have a beautiful future if you would get them out of public school. It has been wonderful talking to you. My show is The Prison of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. And the initiative for getting your kids out of public schools is located on the Florida Citizens Alliance website, which is goflca.org. You can click on education, and it will bring you to the Micro School Project. Get your kids out. And if you don't have kids, you can help. There's no reason why you can sit, why you would just be sitting and doing nothing when kids can't read and write. And my show is on Saturday and Sunday from at 7 in the morning and 9 in the evening, and it is on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This week we have on Mike Sabko. And he is with JBS, lots of great information, a lot of how seniors can talk to juniors. Isn't that wonderful? He has initiatives going on in colleges and in high schools to try to get the kids interested in the two things we were told never to talk about, politics and religion. So that is a great show. And I also have a dear friend, Susan Price, who sadly is a Gold Star mom who lost her son due to the incompetence and the, lack of caring from the Obama administration, because he was in intelligence, knew too much, so he is now deceased. He was part and parcel of a raid that, when you go and look at it, it was intentional, and that was a sad thing. So we have a lot to talk about that we can do. And doing, to me, this week, the most important is get must change to May, because if we don't have decent elections, we have nothing.
Exactly. And understand what that really means. And thank you, Karen. A lot of good info, too. As always, an excellent discussion, but it really shows, well, Florida is supposed to be the freedom state, but it's not quite the freedom state that people think it is. Like I said, on the Election Crime Bureau Summit, Florida had the lowest rating on the Election Integrity Scoreboard and does basically nothing. Then there's this thing here where they're going to block us or try to block us from having a manual count to ensure that we have a legal, legitimate count, and DeSantis is okay with it. DeSantis is okay with destroying our energy system and giving it all to China. DeSantis is okay with the the solar panels. He's the 15-minute cities, the smart cities. He cannot. He's got to do what he can to block that. Absolutely no reason he should be allowing that to happen on his watch. He should be promoting, educating people as to why we don't want that. If we're the freedom state, we shouldn't live in concentration camps. I mean, think about that. The Florida freedom state, concentration camps. What does that sound like? Freedom, concentration camps. We have got
that
to shut down. What's that?
Sounds like another word for ghetto.
That's really what it is. It is. It's truly the model for the Chinese Communist Party community, where they can lock you up, they track you, tell you when, in the course of, this all goes along with the digital currency, where they can monitor what you buy, tell you what you can buy, take away your cars. It's so insane. This isn't the freedom state. Ron DeSantis is supposed to be all about freedom. Didn't he write a book on that? Courage for Freedom or whatever the book was? What he's doing in the state of Florida doesn't line up to that. And Steve Dace, I really hope you're hearing that. This is the proof. I don't care what he says out there. I want you to see what he's doing. Do you hear me? I hope. Anyway, with that being said, please, people, get engaged. Know your enemy. If we don't identify the enemy, there's no way we can defend ourselves against it. We have got to understand who these enemies are. We have to rally behind those who truly love this country and believe in us, and will take care, will defend, do what they're supposed to. But we've got to identify the enemies, and there's many of them out there. It's sad to say. And we've got to remember what Jefferson said. There has to be a revolution every 30 years or a generation to keep government in control. He warned us about a central bank. He warned us about a revolution, a government that gets totally out of control. We have to have a revolution to keep government under control. That's what he said. It's true. So please, please, please be engaged. Say a prayer for our country. Be aware. Share information with others. If you can find a Democrat who can really explain to me why they think Biden is so wonderful, how their life has been so much enhanced by Biden and all this other nonsense, please let me know. I really want to understand what's going on in their heads. And with that being said, thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. Please have a good week. Be engaged. God bless America, and we will talk again next week. Good night.